Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Beamich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're going to take some of your calls. When you look at some of the free agents, this is one thing that I think is interesting about the scenario for Washington this offseason. When you look at the cap space that they have, and everyone talks about how much cap space they do have, they mention third most in the league and this and that. Uh-huh. They don't mention the fact that Washington has over half their roster as free agents.
Yeah.
So suddenly that cap space dwindles a little bit, and spending $30 million on T. Higgins maybe doesn't make as much sense.
I think that what that tells you is that you're going to have a lot of people that are not going to be making big money.
Correct.
But you better make sure that they can play.
But I think the big thing is that people want to come here, too.
Yeah.
Which is something that's totally different from years past, where people want to come. I think it was something with Frankie Louvu had said that people are already telling him he wants to come, have people join him, and all sorts of people want to play with Jaden, all that.
Yeah.
But taking a look at some of the top free agents from Washington that are going to be, you're either going to have to re-sign them or they're going to move on. There's a couple that are marquee. We'll get into some other names as well. Bobby Wagner's a free agent. Jeremy Chin's a free agent. Zach Ertz is a free agent. Some other names you can throw in there if you'd like. Mariota, bring him back as a backup. Cleveland Farrell, Dante Fowler, Corin Lucas, Trent Scott, Noah Igbinoghene, BSJ, Crowder, Alamide, Diami Brown, Noah Brown. If you had to choose guys that you're prioritizing, Landfill's kind of throwing down the three that are the most important, probably Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chin. If you only had to keep one, or how are you going about it? You bringing back all three. If you have to choose one, what is your approach going to be for bringing back some of the guys that are free agents?
I'm trying to bring back all three. But if I have to choose one, I think Bobby might be, of those three, the one. Because I think, and I know a lot of time I make this comment, I don't know if people understand this sometimes. Having a glue guy in your locker room, veteran player who can still play of that level and caliber, that does more for your team than you can imagine. You heard coaches talking about how he would send them stuff before they got to the film. You think he's not talking to the players? You think the players are not looking up to him? You know?
Yeah.
This guy is always prepared. I watched him when they were there in Miami and they were in Arizona. I watch him being like the big brother to a lot of guys. People always talk about coaches. Coaches don't necessarily run the team like talking about. The coaches need to have a veteran group that runs it. And just watching Bobby and hearing guys talk about him, they have a hell of respect for him.
Big time.
And he can still play. It's not like he can't play and he's doing it. He can still play.
That's a big part of it right there, is the fact that he was a second-team All-Pro this season. And maybe he's not the same Bobby Wagner that you saw in Seattle, but he can still play. He's evolved to what he is now, right?
Yeah.
He's evolved to what he can do now. He still plays at a very high level. He's very cerebral. And I think the big thing here is, I think it'd be a little bit different if we're just talking about a veteran leader that helped out the defense and this and that, and all the points that you said are true. I think it takes on another level when it's the dude who's the big brother to your star quarterback who is going to go into his second year.
True.
And the relationship that those guys had. Remember, we were talking about this in training camp, and this is a credit to Jaden as well as Bobby, is during training camp, Jaden would get a rep off. And who's he talking to? He's talking to Bobby Wagner.
On
and they're
the
working
other side
through.
Of the ball.
So can you imagine how helpful it is where Jaden's gone through a full year? You can already see that I'm sure it had dividends that we maybe can't see exactly, but it's helped him on the football field. Now imagine where Jaden takes that next step and Bobby can get even deeper into things that can help him.
And I think the thing you have to look at is both, all three of those guys, they were here last year. All three of these guys probably have a vision of where this is going. They know what's special at number five, okay? And they understand that every player to a man say, Dan takes care of him. He works them, but he takes care of them. They're healthy. So moving forward, is getting an extra $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 more important than you being someone where you know you got a chance to go and play at the next level? You know, some of these teams may give you more money, but they have a team that's not there. They know how close this team is. We didn't think they were where they were last year. They say they did.
Yeah.
And Bobby definitely talks about it. So when you look at it, I think, hell, it's a possibility with the money they have, they can bring all three of the guys back.
Well, and I think when you look at the opportunities that these guys specifically would have, where I think Chin's a little bit different because he's a little bit younger and he's a little more of a chess piece. Maybe he could go somewhere and still carve out a 3 or 4 year run somewhere else if he'd like. But specifically looking at Ertz or Wagner, if you're Bobby Wagner, where else are you going to go that you're going to have? I think it looked like this team had a lot of fun this year.
Yeah.
How much? Where else are you going to go that you're going to have the fun, you're going to have the competition, you're going to have the ability to potentially play for a Super Bowl and have all of that in the same place? You're going to go somewhere else where you can play the same sort of role that you did this season,
this
same thing as Zach Ertz.
One of the top spots for him. I can see him also getting interest from Pete Carroll with the Vegas with the Raiders, but they don't have the position. They don't have the setup that they have here. I think Pete was his coach. His head coach, and then you had Dan Quinn out there was the D coordinator. He probably had more conversation with Dan Quinn than he did with Pete. But then Dan left, and Pete was still there. But I just remember my whole career, for the first 4 or 5 years, the veteran guys that were in the locker room that basically made it easier for me. Were able to give me hints that the coaches never would talk about. Were able to talk about stuff off the field that helped me out.
Sure.
That made it easier for me to just come in and focus on football. And then I became that guy. And I hear what guys tell me how I helped them. Like, I thought I was just helping them, just giving them little tidbits about this and that in this town, this area, how to handle different things. And they were like, man, you made it feel so easy for me. Most fans don't even think about that aspect. All they think about is what you do on the football field. But if you are worried about stuff off the field, you can't produce like you want on the field.
Well, and I think
that can help.
When you talk about some of the best teams and you hear some of these people talk about the best teams, even coaches will mention this, talking about some of the best teams that have ever played in whatever sport you want to look at, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, whatever. What do they all talk about? Player-led.
Yeah.
Player-led. Like the coach obviously has to do well with the X's and O's and he needs to lead the team. But the players are the ones that are going to hold each other accountable. And I think that's so important when you've got a guy like Bobby Wagner that has the credentials that he does, that still plays at the level he does, and has the relationship with the guys already. I think it'd be important to bring a guy like that back. Maybe, not to say that he can't play, because he did. He won second team All-Pro. But even more so, just as an important guy in that locker room, you kind of, when they talk about the culture, he's a big culture setter. And I think you prioritize bringing that back.
The league and this team had turned into whoever made the most money was the leader. The new person that came around here were the leaders. I think guys that have been around and have done it, that's your leader. When a guy doesn't have to say he's the leader, he's your leader. You know, the guy that say, oh, I'm the leader, he ain't no leader. If you got to say it, you ain't the leader.
Yeah.
But this team, we talked for 4 years prior to them coming in last year about changing the culture. It never changed, did it? They no. rolled in here no. last year, didn't talk about changing the culture, but it changed. Why? Because you had the right people in place. And I think those people can help you continue the culture going forward. You know, Dan, most coaches will probably tell you the biggest thing they worry about is, are their players going to show up the next day? Are they going to be around?
Yeah.
You think he's worried about Bobby Wagner showing up?
No.
You think he's worried about Jaden Daniels or Terry McLaurin showing up? So when you got guys like that at your top positions, your leadership guys, the rest of the guys fall in line. But if he had to have a guy that he's not sure of at those positions, you got a headache.
Yep.
You know, a lot of coaches got white hair or none because yeah. they are worried, they stress the hell, mm-hmm. you know. But I think any of those, again, all three of those guys, man, I think Chin had a good year. And I think Zach proved that he could still play.
Absolutely.
And he became the insurance policy mm-hmm. for Jaden.
Well, and I think, too, it's important with specifically the older vets, and I'll get to Chin in just a second. If you want to hop in, 800-636-1067, MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Which of these guys would you want to bring back, or which of the free agents from Washington do you feel they need to prioritize to bring back? But I think it's important, too, B. Mitch. It's one thing to go out and get a veteran that's played a long time in the league, can help the guys learn the ropes. It's another thing to go out and get a guy that can do all of that and also teach you how to play winning football.
Yeah.
Because there's something, too, being able to win football games. I know sometimes we can't quantify it, and so sometimes here on, you know, we can't break it down as much, but having a guy with experience of not just playing in the league for a long time, but playing at a high level and playing winning football
yeah.
for a long time, I think is huge. I think you saw that with Ertz on the offensive side, and I think on the defensive side, you saw that with Wagner.
You did. And I think, you know, like I've even said, when people tell me about what I shouldn't do or what I can do to help me, I'm like, let me know how it worked for you.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what did you go through to get where you are? Bobby can tell them that. Some people can't. Because most athletes, you sit up and you talk to your blue in the face. They're like, how did it help you? If you can't present to them how it helped you, how it affected your life, it turned you off.
Yeah.
Can't turn off Bobby. Dude's going to the Hall of Fame. He's won a Super Bowl. He's still playing very good at 34, 35 years old. And he's out there practicing with you every day, knowing what's happening before it happens. I remember, what's his name? Oh, Lord. It was a linebacker. He was a defense coordinator. Not. He was a general manager for the Matt Millen.
Matt Millen.
Matt Millen got here slow as molasses. The slowest guy I've ever seen in my life. But he made every play. Because ball is starting, motion is going. Before the ball is snapped, Matt has already moved. And the play comes right to him. But he don't move, like, early. When the motion's starting, now the quarterback can't change the play. He slides. You're stuck. Guard can't get to him, he beat him. He on the other side. He drops back in coverage, boom, interception. Because he was so damn good and adept at watching film and knowing what they were doing, he still was able to play, although he had lost some of his speed and his skills. That's Bobby Wagner still, but 100%. He can still play.
Yes,
he can still run faster than Matt, but he makes plays because he knows what's going on.
Well, and it helps the guys around. Frankie Louvu mentioned this in training camp, saying, you know, they line up in this alignment. Bobby's telling me, you know, this probably is going to be a run here. They're doing this and that. Even Sam Cosmi, I think, said he could tell by my set that we were running the ball,
yeah,
we were doing this
that.
And that, right? So it helps out people around the team in ways that we can't necessarily fully see. We may never know, but it's important. Mm-hmm. It plays a role, and it's one thing for a football team that's going to win four games to say, hey, we're starting to learn some of the little things. It's another thing for a team that's going to potentially be playing for a Super Bowl down the line.
Yeah.
That little thing could be the difference between you going home or hoisting Lombardi.
True. But you need guys like that. I mean, you need, like, coaches. Every coach want to have an extension of the coaching staff in the locker room. You're going to find nothing closer than Bobby Wagner.
Let's get out to the phone lines. Let's get out to Jimmy, who is in D.C. Jimmy, what's going on?
Frankie Wooten mentioned that.
What up, Jimmy?
Hello.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Going
I think
well.
They need to bring all three of them back. I also think that if they're going to try to get Garrett, they might as well try to get Higgins as well.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit much, right? Like, I understand
right
your
there, $65 million.
Yeah.
You got 70-something million in cap. You would probably won't even be able to put together another team.
I mean, but look, think about it this way. If he just stayed the course, because he had a plan, if he stayed the course, they're going to be better than what they were this year.
I'm with that. Now, listen, I understand what you're saying, but when you say get both of them, whoo, that's a lot for two people.
Well, and you're giving up draft picks. You're paying a lot of money to both of them.
That would be a lot.
I don't know that it works, but appreciate the phone call, Jimmy.
Listen, I'm with him. I would bring back all three of them, too.
And I think, too, something that I liked about this team that you saw this past season that you hadn't seen in years past, different coaching staff, and the previous coaching staff always talked about positional flex. Always talked about it. And what did they do? In turn, they got fringe guys and didn't play them in either position, and they played horrible.
Yeah.
This year, they went and got a guy in Frankie Louvu who would fit in that fringe player. Is he a linebacker? Is he an edge rusher? They found a perfect spot for him. He's an all-pro.
Yeah.
Jeremy Chinn, he's kind of that fringe guy, similar to how Cam Curl was, where is he a deep field safety? Not really. Is he a linebacker? Not really. Is he somewhere in between? Probably. And I thought Chinn played really well. So I think if you can bring some of those guys back, they understood too, by the way, Quan Martin was viewed as a positional flex guy, and they said, nope, you're playing free safety.
Yeah.
So I love the
but
fact that they were able to evaluate the talent.
Drop down and do other stuff in game.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, what happened previously, they talked about everything, and nothing happened how they said. This new staff and with this team last year, they just did, and they didn't talk. Yeah. It just happened because they put in the work to get it done.
Let's get to Jupe here before we hit a break. Jupe, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, look, I need our fan base to get out of that Dan Snyder mind frame. We can't go get all the top-name players thinking it's going to make our team that much more better. Yes, we need certain players and certain key positions to make our team better, but we can't go get a Myles Garrett and a T. Higgins. That means we're trading all our draft picks and all our cap space just for these two players. And what about the rest of the holes on the team? So, look, I'm all in for getting Myles Garrett. There's a bunch of free agent wide receivers out there. I've been saying it. I like Tutu Atwell. He's 25. He's a free agent this year. I think he'll benefit well in this system. But outside of that, like, no, I don't want to go after T. Higgins, man. Like, there's better moves we can make to where we can benefit the rest of the team instead of trying to put all our resources into just two players. That's all I got for you guys.
Appreciate you,
man.
You want to hop in, 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take some of your calls, if you'd like, on which of these free agents do you want to bring back. Also want to take a look back at the rookie class from this past season. They have the Commanders pretty high on the list for what they were able to accomplish with their rookie class this past season. We'll continue talking about that next here on B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 150 extra bucks to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets and even who's cutting down the nets. We got a lot of teams around here that are not majors, but you know what? They can make noise when they get into the playoffs. How about George Mason, VCU? You know what? Maryland is a big-time school. Will they make some noise when they get into the tournament? We will see. If you've been waiting to join FanDuel, that's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/Brian and get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. Taking some of your phone calls on some of the free agents that Washington has, which of them do you want to see bring back? Specifically, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn, which one of those do you want to see back? We'll get into some of the rookie class here in just a little bit as well. Let's get out to Russell, who is in Kent Island. Russell, what's going on?
What up, Russ?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. What's up, B-Mitch?
Chillin', man.
Hey, definitely my input would be, it's just twofold because of their production and their leadership. Definitely Ertz and definitely Wagner. They're just stellar, you know, and what they do for the new classes coming in and the foundation that has been laid, the entire culture shift, culture change, I definitely agree with that. On who to go get, I think of, you know, obviously Myles Garrett, what a, you know, generational player he is and how much better he himself makes your overall defense. you know, not only an elite edge rusher, but it takes pressure off of your secondary because of the pressure.
Yeah.
I believe that. I trust the leadership. I trust the ownership, excuse me, to make the right decisions. You know, we're so far beyond where we once were, but we're definitely getting back there. When I say we're, I'm thinking of, you know, the Joe Gibbs era under Jack Kent Cook, Charlie Casserly, Bobby Bethard. B. Mitch knows that leadership starts up top. I'm just excited to be, you know, a diehard Commander skin fan for life. Excited to see where we go next year. And the expectation is definitely high, because anything less than what we got this year, I think personally would be a setback. I thank you guys for taking my call. Peace and blessings as always. Much love for what you guys do, man.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I think the one thing that he mentioned in there that it's just funny to me is, we talked about this earlier with Barstool Nate, is in previous seasons when they wouldn't do something that you'd like, you get frustrated and you're like, man, they don't know what they're doing. And now Adam Peters makes a move and you're like, okay, I trust Adam.
Go along with him.
He knows what he's doing.
I mean, because I think he gets that. You give him the leeway because you've seen what he did, what he was involved with before, and then he come in last year, and he seemed like not missing no moves.
Yeah, I mean, in 1 year's worth of track record, you feel really good with what he's done.
When the other people, every time they did something, you were like, what the hell did they just do?
Two housekeeping things, since I am in for JP today. I got to do some housekeeping. Number one, got to say hello to the chat, which we have not done until 12:30. So hello to the chat. The first one checking in on the chat is...
Are the chat messing with you today?
LL. I have not got his bad today.
Are they taking it easy on you today?
It's been pretty easy on me today. I have LL at 9:58 saying, good morning, fam. 198 days until football. So that's number one.
We already on the countdown.
Yeah, I love it. And number two, happy birthday to Commandante Tequila.
Who said that? He said it to himself?
He said happy birthday to myself. And then I think Brian said happy birthday back
Jeff,
to him. 106.7 The Fan.
You think he already there? He already drunk? He woke up drunk.
I mean, it's his birthday. He's got to celebrate, right, B. Mitch?
He was celebrating yesterday.
I mean, he celebrates life, but especially on his birthday, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, right?
I could come here like that on my birthday.
I don't know if that would work. I don't know that that would work.
I've been close some days, I'm going
to
tell you.
Wanted to check in with the chat, so we're glad that you guys are along for the ride. Taking a look at this list from NFL.com. So they ranked the rookie classes from this past season. I want to take a look at some of the other rookie classes real quick. We'll start in the top five because, newsflash, Washington is at number one. When you have...
They should be. When your quarterback does all that.
Exactly right. They could have bombed on the rest of the class, and they're still top because they found the franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but I think Sanders will help that too.
At 100%.
And Coleman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to dive into them in just a second. I want to look at some of these other classes that they have them ranked ahead of. Number five is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You look at what they did. Graham Barton was their center. They drafted him in the first round. I thought he was really good. McMillan got better as the season went on. Tyke Smith was playing some of their nickelback. They drafted both those guys in the third round. I think the one that really seals things here is their fourth round pick was Bucky Irving.
Bucky.
He was really good down the stretch. So getting your starting center, getting a running back and a couple of contributors there, that's nice. Looking at number four, they have the Vegas Raiders, and Brock Bowers, their first-round pick, was really, really good, maybe the best rookie tight end season of all time. Jackson Powers Johnson, who was someone I've been interested in for Washington potentially, he's kind of a center, can play guard as well. He was good for them this season. Some of their other guys, Tommy Eichenberg, a linebacker, EB's boy, Dylan Lauby, was a running back they drafted in the sixth round, so they did pretty well there. Third, I think this also just shows you that, like, some of these classes are really good and Washington's still ahead.
Yeah.
Number three, the Chargers. They had Joe Alt, Ladd McConkey, Junior Colson, Tarheeb Still, and Cam Hart were really, really good corners they got in the fifth round. So I think they had a good class as well. Number two was the Rams, and this is an interesting changeup for the L.A. Rams where...
Well, they went to the draft this year. Huh?
Exactly right. It used to be bleep them picks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I don't know picks. We want old people.
And now they actually are drafting people, and they got Jared Verse, who looks like he could be a game wrecker for a long, long time. Braden Fisk, Blake Corum was good when he was on the field, and some other guys as well. But number one is your Washington Commanders, and you look through this draft class. First round, obviously, Jaden. Round two, you've got Johnny Newton, Sanra Still, and Ben Sinnott. Round three, Coleman and McCaffrey. Round five, McGee and Hampton, Javonte Jean-Baptiste in the seventh round, and Tyler Owens was a undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
I think you look at that class, and Jaden obviously spectacular. Sanris still, I don't think gets enough credit for how good he was.
He was good.
Coleman was starting for you as a rookie third-round lineman,
yep.
And a lot of times, you know, at left tackle. And I think you see some of these other guys, like Sinnott, I need to see more of in year two. But, you know, he showed some flashes. Johnny Newton, I think, is going to get much better in year two. Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah, Johnny showed a lot of flashes as well.
Yeah, I'm intrigued what they're going to do with that defensive tackle position, B-Mitch. When you look at Johnny Newton's going to be kind of your franchise guy there now for, like, the long-term future.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing with Allen and Payne, though?
That's the decision that they're going to have to make. I don't know if you can continue on with both of them.
Well, and so here's where I think it's interesting. When you look at the cap numbers, if you're trying to just look at it that way versus on the mm-hmm. actual football field, John Allen, I think they could save about $10 million if they released or traded him. He's in the last year of his deal, so they could easily get some cap room if they moved on from John Allen. They'd have to do some maneuvering if they're going to move off of Daron Payne. It'd be have to be like a post-June 1 trade, or they'd have to restructure or something of that nature to bring the cap hit down a little bit. Otherwise, it's a little more significant there. The thing that's interesting here for me, B-Mitch, when you look at that, is Adam Peters has to ask the real question here. If you're going to move off of them, you don't want to weaken your team. You've got a lot of cap space already, so they have that with both those guys on the books. They could get a little bit more, but if they're not going to bring in someone that helps them and upgrades a position, then maybe you could just run it back with both those
but
guys.
But do you think if they were to make that move, they wouldn't be thinking they'd bring somebody in?
Well, and I think they would.
Yeah,
sure.
I think, listen, as we said earlier and other people said too, if they decide to make a move and move forward, okay.
Well, and I think this could be a year that they ultimately decide to do it.
Yeah.
Because I think Daniel Jeremiah had tweeted this out. I'm not a draft expert like him, but he said last year he had 12 draftable defensive tackles. This year he's got 24. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's an impact guy like in the first, second, or third round, but getting a guy that could fill a role like Sheldon Day did or something that in the fifth or sixth round, I think makes
some
sense.
Sheldon was playing a lot.
Yeah.
But see, this is the thing, like, we just have to understand that football is not the sport where you just have to worry about people's feelings all the time. Football is unapologetic.
Yeah.
Okay? Football, when they think you're good, you can do it for them, you can. When you can't, when they don't think you can, you may think you can, but they make the decision. And if they have to move on and do something, somebody else will be out there.
Year two for Mikey Sanris still. They're going to have to make some decisions at corner, and they're going to have to upgrade at that corner spot. Do you want to see him kicked back into nickel? Is that ideal where you go get a second corner and he's the outside guy and Mikey Sanris still goes back inside of the nickelback?
I think ultimately that's the position he was drafted for, but he played all season outside.
And he got better as the season went on.
And he got better as it went on. If you start improving on your pass rush and your pressure on the quarterback, can Mikey stay there? Yes. You know? And you get somebody else to be the nickel guy. Or you know, either way, if Mikey's going to be on the field, whether you go get another draft pick or you basically draft somebody else to play inside, he stays outside.
Yeah.
Because I think overall throughout the whole season, he was your best cornerback.
Oh, 100%. No question. And the thing for me about Sanris still is you see him as a real competitor because he's not equipped, in my opinion, generally to cover a guy like Jameson Williams, right? Like that's not what you want in an ideal scenario, him matching up with him. But look at that playoff game in Detroit. And he undercuts that thing and
but
picks it off.
It's like I think in that game, that play, he knew the play the whole time. That was a setup. Because the ball was strong. You see him just running. He didn't have to pick up speed to cut in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
He just, at the last second, says whoop, and he said he picked it out with the one hand. I mean, with the hands, none but fingertips, former receiver.
100%, yeah.
He was a receiver until, what, his last 2 years in college?
Well, and I think, you know, for him, while I don't think he has, I'm trying to see, so he ran a 4.47 at the 40, which is quick enough. It's not blazer speed like some of the other guys. I don't necessarily buy into all that stuff as much, but the thing for Mikey is he's a very cerebral player.
Yeah.
And I think the more and more he gets a feel for the position and playing at this speed and playing against NFL offenses, he's going to get better. Because you think about the things where I think he excelled the most were ones where he needed to read, react, and just play with instincts, thinking about blowing up screens. Like you said, understanding the route combo there that I'm going to have to cover Jameson Williams deep and getting a head start on it. So even if he doesn't have the elite speed like some of the other guys you could get, he plays a little bit faster because he understands things because he's a very smart football player.
That's exactly true. And the thing of it, like 447 is more than likely enough.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, these guys run backwards and they got to know when to flip their hips to be able to continue running. If you know how to affect a guy's route, like you're backpedaling, you go to turn, all you do is lean in front of him a little bit, you slow him down. You don't keep your hands in. Put your hands out, they're going to call you. But if you just lean into him a little bit, you watch some of the veteran cornerbacks. They're not running faster than 4.4. A lot of those veteran cornerbacks are at the 4.5, stuff like that. And they just know how to slow you down. And if they play in man, they hinder the hell out of you. Quarterback gets off of you and goes somewhere else. You might beat him late, but too late now. He's already gone. And Mikey seemed to understand that as a rookie.
Yeah, he's such a smart player. I love that pick when they made it. This is a guy that played winning football at a college that was playing for national championships, right?
Yeah.
And I think you saw that. That's another thing that you brought up a little bit earlier that I think is so important is you can go get talented players, but they might not always fit.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I thought Adam Peters did a really good job of this year is no matter who he brought in, whether it was a draft or free agency, they fit.
Yeah.
And if players, when he got into the season, didn't seem to fit, those players were no longer with the team when they were playing in the NFC Championship.
He gave everybody a chance.
100%.
He gave everybody a chance. Once you answered his question, he didn't do it, you did it. When guys showed that they couldn't play how they wanted them to play, okay?
100%.
All right, we'll give you a chance to go do it somewhere else.
Let's continue talking about the Commanders and some of their draft picks and what we could see in them for year two. We'll also take some of your phone calls as well, 800-636-1067. It's B. Mitch and Finley on the Fan. Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. We're talking a little bit about the rookie class and the Commanders from last season. According to NFL.com, they had the best rookie class, but B. Mitch, that's no shocker when you draft a star quarterback, which is funny. Denton and I were in for the Junks yesterday. And ESPN put together a article where they're going through asking different people, you know, who's going to be in the Super Bowl next year, who's going to be MVP and different things. They had the Commanders in there twice out of some of the experts saying they'd lose in the Super Bowl to either the Bengals or the Chiefs. A couple of people had Jaden Daniels as the MVP next season. The funny one, though, was Mike Tannenbaum. They asked, who's going to be the breakout star next season? And he said, Jaden Daniels. And we're like, that already happened, man.
Nah.
You're a few months late, dude.
Dude, you're late as hell. Breakout. He's already broken out.
He played like a top five quarterback this year.
If he's saying he's going to play better than what he did this year, next year, I'll take it.
Go ahead and book the parade.
Hey,
if he's gonna play
for
better.
It, bro.
Right?
Please.
800-636-1067 if you want to hop in on the MGM National Harbor listener line. Let's go out to College Park. Pat is in College Park. Pat, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, B. Mitch, hypothetical. Would you trade John Allen and this year's first plus a fifth or a sixth to get Myles Garrett?
If I'm giving you John Allen and a first, that's enough. I'm not adding nothing to it.
It eliminates the John Allen problem with the restructure. Then you get Myles Garrett, and you don't give up a ton of draft picks for it. Just curious.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you're using a player, that means I'm not giving you that extra draft pick,
mm-hmm.
especially that player.
Yeah, to me, I appreciate the phone call, Pat. To me, if you're not having to give up that second one, I do that in a heartbeat, knowing that you've got Teron Payne already in the tow with Johnny Newton as well. I would be willing to go two ones. I don't know that I can go. So the one thing for me is people are saying that they're going to want two ones in a player. We'll see if that actually comes to be, if that's what it is. But
I've asked you, when was the last time somebody gave up two ones for anybody?
It's been a while. I'd have to look.
You know,
exactly.
So, like, I hear that. We heard somebody discussing it before. When does somebody give up two ones?
I want to Google it and
normally
see if I can figure it out.
It's always been negotiated to something different.
So,
and then it comes down to where your one is. Is your one in the top five, top 10, Or is it number 20, 29, 30, 31, 32?
I'd have to see if something has happened since then, but ESPN has an article from 2018.
Okay.
Players that were traded for two first-round picks. Jay Cutler from Chicago to Denver. Ricky Williams.
Okay.
When he went from Miami to New Orleans. New Orleans to Miami. Keyshawn Johnson. Jeff George.
Okay, you're going back into when I didn't have a beard and so I had hair still.
Recently, Khalil Mack was, Deshaun Watson was.
Okay. Now we found out that they just lost that whole thing.
We learned real quick that was a mistake.
Okay, so Khalil Mack, when he went from where to where?
Khalil Mack, when he went to Chicago.
And he gave up two firsts. Where were those firsts at?
I don't recall.
You know,
and remember his first year in Chicago, he was a game wrecker.
He was.
I mean, he was like a defensive player. I don't know if he won defensive player.
I just think that it doesn't happen as often as people think.
No, it does not. Yeah. It definitely does not. I mean, it is a significant price to ask. I think for a guy like Myles Garrett, you can do that.
But I think I would take it for. I would give it for him.
I know you guys had talked about this. I remember listening to you guys talking about this like last week or sometime. The situation I'm monitoring is still Cincinnati. It's still something to see. They say what they want. They're going to say they're going to pay T. They say they're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase. They say they're going to pay Hendrickson. Hendrickson had 17 and a half sacks in back-to-back seasons.
Here we go.
He's available.
But Chase is probably the best receiver in football. Higgins, they tagged him this year, right?
Yes.
And now they're talking about tagging him a second time. That second time is like 30% above what the average is. They won't be able to do that. And if they were to do that, I don't think you'd be signing Chase next year.
Well, and you can't pay Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, you can't pay all of them.
No.
You know, Joe got his. Man, listen. They are saying what they're going to do. They're going to be trying to do something. But, we'll see.
So my thing, if you want to go after Myles Garrett, it's just so hard where – if you're going to have to include two picks, if it's two ones, I think I'd be on the fence of doing it. If it becomes below two ones, like you're saying, then I'd be much more intrigued to do it. If it's
If you decide that Myles Garrett is somebody you want on your team, the price don't make a difference at that point.
Well, and if it's something where it's like a one and a three and
one and a three, I'd have did it yesterday.
That's the thing, is that they can't just – he's one of the best players, if not the best defensive player in football. So it's not like you're going to get him for a bargain. Let's get out to Andre in Alexandria. Andre, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I want to touch on something that B touched on. People who play ball like us, even though B played a lot further than me, we know that if you got a good offensive line and Jaden Daniels got time to throw, he can make an average receiver, a normal receiver, look like a pro bowler. That's what he did to number 14 and De'Ami Brown. He showed you that. If you have a football IQ, you don't need to this $30 million receiver. You don't need him. You could take a regular receiver who knows the offense and make him look like a Pro Bowl if you have time to throw. Think, people. Be misused. I know you know this already.
Yeah, I've been talking about offensive line for the last 20-plus years.
Well, and I think, too.
Because they make everything go.
The thing is, when you look at that wide receiver position is – he was already able to make something out of nothing with a lot of the receivers that were widely available that joined this team outside of Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
If you can still get a more talented guy, though, I think that can help. And
yeah, it can help.
I think the interesting thing here is people are going to say that they need a guy that can separate. I'd have to look at the numbers on this. I'm curious. Maybe it's something I'll research in the next couple of days. People are saying they need someone on the opposite side of Terry that can separate. What do you think the man coverage rate was that this team got? I don't know that it'd be very high.
They ain't getting a lot of man coverage.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know that I'd be playing man coverage against Jaden Daniels.
If you see, this is what what I don't like about people talking about sports, all they do is regurgitate what they hear. They don't know what it means. You play man coverage against this team, and Jaden Daniels is going to have 100 yards rushing on you every game.
Well, exactly right.
So people don't play a lot of man against him. They play stuff to make you think they're man. Like when they play the Eagles the first time, the little kid Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Quinyon Mitchell, he didn't play Terry man-to-man. He had help all over the damn place. So they do a lot of stuff to make you think it's man, but it's not. It's really zone, cloud coverages, and things of that nature. So play man-to-man against this team. Turn your back to number five.
Well, and so
he's
going
to make you pay for that.
But then to me, that's where you go and you say, a guy like T. Higgins is great, but I don't need to get a top-flight one-on-one receiver if I'm not going to face man coverage. I need a guy that is a veteran that understands the complexities of his own defense, to understand where to sit, how to sit routes down, understanding those things versus, you know, you're not facing tons and tons of man coverage. I have to look at the numbers, but I would assume you're not facing a ton of it either. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into, apparently people are thinking that the Commanders might have a fall off. How do they avoid that going into year two for Jaden Daniels and company? We'll talk about that in the final hour of B. Mitch and Finley coming up next.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.